He's from Colombia.
Ah.
He's from Colombia.
So he knew all those.
Yeah.
Which we all love. Yeah, I mean, how many classes do you take to learn those dances?
You know, we normally, well, we teach at all levels. So I would say a beginner that has never maybe even done any type of salsa.
The two left feet person.
Yeah, there you go. You probably five times.
And you'll be doing it.
And you'll be doing it.
You have beginner's classes?
What is it?
You have beginner's classes?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, every class is almost the same. The only difference is that we modify the steps so that you can do them at whatever level. So we start out slow. We do the same move. You just increase the intensity the second time around. And then the third time, we increase it a little more. But you can choose whatever level to remain at during the entire time you're dancing.
Well, then you're still moving to the music.
Yeah,
I know.
Absolutely.
I didn't know all those dances there.
Yeah.
And I just kept on moving. Then pretty soon, she comes back and does it again. And then I go, oh, yeah, that's right. Good left. Pretty soon, I'm like,
so you were just jumping around randomly.
Oh, I was dancing like a fool. No.
There was no rhyme or reason to what you were doing.
No, I am a dancer. I am a dancer.
And you know, another thing too is that people always say, well, I want to learn how to dance and I want to take your classes, but I have no one to go with. And that's
exactly
the beauty of Zumba,
though.
You go in alone and you come out with a bunch of friends.
Yes, you do.
Because you see the same people over and over, and you laugh and you smile and you clap and you high five
and
you're burning.
So. I noticed you guys say, you know, you're very conscientious of how crowded it gets, and you always say, be polite to your person next to you.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
I did like that. Well, I had a booty in the face right away. I'm not kidding.
Booty get in your face?
We had a special thing with the media, and all of us were in there.
Fall down?
There was about 80 of us there dancing. And then all of a sudden, the girls come, and they want to get right in here up close to the stage. So pretty soon, they're moving in. And right away, the instructor up there said, okay, now we're all here. Need to give a little bit of room, and everybody spread out. So as this girl in front of me was spreading out, she was trying to spread me out. And I said, They say no pushing, be kind. And
so
it was just great.
How long did it
great.
Take before you were in your first fight? It sounds like it was pretty fast.
She turned around, and I gave her that J look, and she got in the back of the room.
I can imagine.
What a blast. So tell us a little bit about your Zumba Glamour Party coming up. That's also going to be next Saturday, the 22nd.
Yes, so the Zumba Glamour Party is themed glamour because we have a lot of performances lined up that involve a lot of glitzy, a lot of shine, a lot of shimmering. It's going to be great and something we've not done before. But it is a 2-hour nonstop dance class. It starts at 10 a.m.
You hear it?
That's it. It'll go, the actual event starts at 10 a.m. and it'll go till 2 p.m. The class starts at 11, but we have lots of sponsors that are going to come out, lots of giveaways, lots of great information. The American Cancer Society, who this is all for, will be there providing information about cancer treatment and just resources that people really need to know about. And plus other doctors, oncologists, regular medical practitioners. We have a group that does the weight loss, and we'll have our Zumba clothing there. Just lots of fun. Lots of people.
Well, and you can't deny that dancing and moving around and exercise is great for your health.
Well, wait a minute. Zumba clothing?
Yes.
What are you supposed to wear?
You've seen Amy. You know what Amy wears.
I see Amy here. Well, I don't see her doing
Zumba. Yeah, you've seen her in her Zumba clothes. Look over there.
Yeah, there you go.
Zumba actually has
a clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
Zumba has a clothing line, but you can wear anything comfortable that you would wear to a normal dance workout class.
Yeah, whatever it
anything,
is.
Anything, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, but yes, it is it's a full event. But again, we have a lot of things lined up. The tickets are $15, $20 at the door. They can get them online at zbodyfitness.com or from any Zumba instructor, or they can come directly to the studio, which is Zbody Fitness, located on the corner of Kitsky and Peckham.
Okay.
And it's 4060 Kitsky Lane across from the convention center.
Marvelous. So, going to be a wonderful day. Jake, thank you so
it
much
is.
For coming
thank
in.
You for
we
having
appreciate
us.
You very much. Coming up Saturday, October 22nd, not to mention the VIP tickets, because you can get in early for that little special class for $25.
You got it.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we better take our break because we got more to come. Not too much more. We're heading towards the end of our Broadview today. So please stay with us.
The Buzz.
For 7 years, Reno endured the terror. Now, International Academy of Style, a Redken School of Cosmetology, dares to present the unholy resurrection of Frightmare.
The legendary Halloween Terror Fest returns as Frightmare 2011 rises from the depths of hell to the Legends parking lot in front of Shields in Sparks,
just off
90,000 square feet of scares, thrills,
and dark-hearted fun.
The evil 3D Clown Town, Rikers Island Prison, The Black Hole. Log on to FrightMare2011.com for tickets, times, and more information. One ticket, three scary attractions. Not recommended for kids under 8, people with heart problems, or the pregnant. Frightmare 2011. Open tonight.
Sponsored in part by Las Trojas Authentic Mexican Restaurant in Spanish Springs.
Finding the right partner, a serious relationship is tough enough. Who wants to do it on a site where people dump their old stuff?
Cupid.com.
Hey, I found Peter in this beat-up old lawnmower for only $20. That's not for me. At Cupid.com, it's all about me meeting the right people. It's all they've ever done. And Cupid.com makes it easy.
Cupid.com.
You can download an app to your mobile phone, install our app on Facebook, and best of all, nobody's logging on to Cupid.com to sell an old lawnmower.
Cupid.com.
Look, this is my life. This is my future. These are my friends. I'm not going to be cheap about it. At Cupid.com, they're honestly committed to helping me find the right relationship, helping me find the right people. It's all they do. It's all they've ever done.
Cupid.com.
Free isn't all it's cracked up to be. Choose wisely, my friend. Choose a place that has a crowd that's good enough for you and do what's right for you. Start meeting the right kind of people in the right places at Cupid.com.
Cupid.com.
Influence others and stay healthy by getting a flu vaccination this season. Learn more at InfluenceNevada.org.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. We don't have a whole lot of time. That was fun.
Yeah.
Isn't he great, Jake?
Well,
Boy, is he in shape.
These Zumba people seem to be in good shape.
They are. And I'll tell you what, because you don't even know that it's happening because you're just... Did you ever take Glinda out on Friday night?
Do just I ever
dance?
Take her out?
No. Have you ever taken her out and just danced? And just danced?
Yeah, we've danced.
Yeah, me and Glinda would have been friends like that. We'd have been going out on Friday night. We'd have been killing them, dancing and dancing. And that's what you do. That's what it's like. And it's a fun environment. It really is. And you don't have to be beautiful.
Why are you saying that to me?
Just letting you know. Just thought maybe you want to know that. Well, I don't have a lot of time left, but I did have one more thing here. Interesting little tidbits of history I thought we might do just because we've only got a couple minutes. Maybe you've heard some of these. They used to use urine to tan animal skins.
Okay.
Families used to pee all in the pot and all over the pot once a day and sold it to the tanneries. Did you know that? They sold their urine.
And Eskimos used to wash their hair in their urine.
That's right. And if you
it's good
had,
for your hair.
If you had to do it to survive, you were piss poor. That's where that came from.
Really?
Piss poor. Yeah, that's where that comes from.
Cool.
But worse than that were the really poor folk who couldn't even afford to buy a pot, and they didn't have a pot to piss in.
Is this real stuff?
This is real stuff.
You're kidding.
You want to know where this stuff comes from, right? Next time you're washing your hands and you complain because the water temperature just isn't how you like it, think about how things used to be. Here are some facts from the 1500s. Most people got married in June because they took their yearly bath in May.
Yeah, I've read that before.
And they still smelled pretty good by June. So they went ahead and got married. Brides carried a bouquet of flowers to hide the body odor.
I can imagine.
That's where that came from. Brides carrying. Hence the custom today carrying a bouquet when you get married. That's where that comes from. This is true stuff. Bath considered... Of a big tub filled with hot water, the man of the house had the privilege of nice and clean water. Everybody else took a bath after he was done. Last were all the babies. By
no
then,
way.
The water was so dirty.
So the babies
dirty,
had the dirty water.
Mm-hmm. By then, the water was so dirty, you could actually lose someone in it. Hence the saying, don't throw the baby out in the bath water.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the water was so dirty by then. Houses had thatched roofs. Thick straw piled high with no wood underneath. It was the only place for animals to get warm. So all the cats and all the other little animals, the mice, the bugs, everything lived in the roof. And when it rained, it became slippery. And sometimes the animals would slip and fall off the roof. Hence the saying, it's raining like cats and dogs.
Oh, yeah. That's a new one.
That's a good one, huh?
Did they fall inside the house
no,
or did they fall
out? Down okay. outside the house. Raining like cats and dogs. There was nothing to stop things from falling into the house. I guess the cats
go.
And dogs too. This posed a real problem in the bedroom when bugs and other droppings would mess up the nice clean bed.
Why would there be mm-hmm. a nice clean bed? If
Well, not after the bugs fell on it. Hence the bed with big posts and a sheet hung over the top, which helps, you know, with some protection. That's right. How canopy beds came into existence, was the canopy keeping the bugs from falling down into the beds. You don't know this stuff?
I didn't know that.
Wow,
no.
I'm so surprised. I found something you don't know. Now, the floor was dirt, of course, and only the wealthy had something other than dirt, hence the saying dirt poor. That's where that came from. The wealthy had slate floors that would get slippery in the winter when they were wet, so they spread fresh straw on the floor to keep their footing. And as the winter wore on, they added more and more and more until when they opened the door, it all started slipping outside, and a piece of wood was placed in the entrance, hence the threshold.
I'll be doggone.
Well, that's all we got time for today on Broadview. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, JP. Thanks to all my guests. You are listening to KBZZ Sparks Reno, an American broadcasting station. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Thank you.